In nationally televised remarks from Washington's National Press Club, Bernanke said he expected the unemployment rate to rise above 8% before the recession is ended. And while he made no prediction as to how deep this recession will be, he did say that the combination of low interest rates and fiscal stimulus should be helpful.
If we can take strong and aggressive action, including the Fed's actions to try to improve credit markets, I think we can break the back of this thing and that we will begin to see improvements in 2009. If we fail to take adequate actions, the situation would continue to deteriorate, and then unemployment would obviously be higher in that case.
Bernanke answered questions following his talk. He repeated his strong belief that in a severe downturn like the current one, it is vital to protect the financial system.
We must continue the efforts to stabilize the banking system and the financial system. If we do not stabilize the financial system, the fiscal policy will not lead to a sustained recovery. Both of these parts are essential.
Bernanke endorsed the fiscal stimulus program worth nearly $800 billion that was signed into law this week. He spoke as President Obama was unveiling his program to stabilize home prices, which have declined over 2 years, and to stem the wave of foreclosures on owners who do not meet their mortgage payments. The Federal Reserve is revising downwards its economic outlook to a possible 3% decline for 2009. Previously, the Fed had projected a recovery beginning after mid-2009. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.